Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877 DOCDALI. And we are taking your calls, your questions, your comments. So keep them coming. We can't wait. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so there's been a lot of, I guess, concern between parents on how America is approaching the mRNA vaccine, whereas other countries are doing things a little different. So, for example, I think in England they are suggesting that the mRNA vaccine is being given as a single dose. I think that's also happening in Hong Kong. And let me see, there might be another country that they're doing. I think Norway. So England and Norway and Hong Kong are recommending a single dose of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine to kids between 12 and 15 years old, as opposed to the adults or the kids 16 on up. Those are going to be, you know, then the adult dose where it's the two shots 3 weeks apart. Now, in America, there's still no, you know, new guidance on the mRNA vaccine in kids and myocarditis risk. But what's prompting these other countries to do that is the concern of myocarditis. And so we've heard of countries throughout kind of make up, you know, their own certain rules. So, for example, in Canada, in Ontario, that province, they're saying, look, just don't give the Moderna shot to young boys. Give the Pfizer, because they have a 1 in 5,000 risk of myocarditis. With England and Norway and Hong Kong, the numbers differ from in America. In America, we only had a few hundred cases that were reported, and it kind of combined the Moderna and the Pfizer. Barely about 1,600-1,700 cases were reported, but when the CDC looked through them all and the FDA, they said about maybe 800 of which count, but they didn't specify if it was Pfizer or Moderna. So the question parents have is, should we be doing what England's doing, Norway's doing, Hong Kong's doing, or should we be doing what America's doing? And these are from parents that want, you know, full vaccination for their kids, want their kids getting the proper vaccine dose. And this is from parents who are a little worried, going, look, you know, we're going to be dealing with some mandates here anytime soon. I want to make sure that I'm not doing anything to my kid that could hurt the kids. So when you have one country that's multiple countries doing things different from each other, it makes parents a little antsy. I get that. So my suggestion is, which I keep saying and nobody's listening to me, is it's all about immunity. It is all about making sure these kids, right, have some sort of immunity or antibodies to COVID. We don't want kids getting COVID. I don't want kids getting COVID. I don't want my kids getting COVID. So they got the vaccine. I don't trust this virus. But I also don't want any child having a side effect that they don't need to. I don't want to put child at risk. I don't want parents antsy that they might be giving their kids something that could hurt them in the future. So I would say, shouldn't it be pretty simple to just do antibody tests? And I know a lot of people don't like that concept of doing a blood test on a kid, you know, for COVID, but I would rather do a blood test than a mandate. You know, I would rather do that than have this discongruity of, you know, do we do the two shots? Do we do the full dose? Do we not? You know, there's a lot of concerns that if you don't have every medical doctor on the same page, if you don't have every country's public health unit on the same page, that something is wrong, something is amiss. And I get that people of different populations have different biology, different chemistry, etc. But when you're kind of looking at a lot of, you know, North American countries with similar latitudes, say, look, we want to do this differently with the shot. I don't understand why we're not all on the same page. And parents aren't either. And it makes parents nervous. You know, I told you there's a meme going around when every time we hear of a doctor or a nurse or a medical or a hospital a group saying, look, you know, we're not going to mandate, we shouldn't mandate the shot, it starts to make everybody kind of antsy. And I've answered that before. Why aren't people on the same page of this? Well, it could be politics. It could be they really, really believe the benefits outweigh the risks. Other people believe the risks outweigh the benefits. I told you how I stand, and I don't know how many people are in my category, but for me, I don't trust China. So I go with the vaccine because I don't trust China, but I also don't trust the government either. So I don't trust anybody. So I'm going to make my own decision. I'm going to protect myself, but I'm also going to, you know, not force somebody to not feed their family and lose their job over something that they feel is against their religion or they don't feel comfortable doing. So if we want to get everybody on the same page and it's really about immunity, then let's take a look. If England and Hong Kong and Norway are only going to do a one-shot dose for the 12 to 15 age group, let's see how their antibodies look 6 months from now. We know that Pfizer's immunity starts to wane in adults from the six-month mark. Let's take a look at some of these kids that got the shot, or look at how many kids got it accidentally. Let's check their antibody levels. They can check a quantitative antibody level. It might be expensive, but let's take a look. And if the one shot does it, great. I get that we want as much immunity as possible, and two shots offer better immunity. But if we're trying to walk that tightrope of risks versus benefits, I love the idea of hedging. It's frustrating because in immunology, you know, you not having enough antibodies could make or break you being hospitalized or not. So I get why Pfizer wants to push the two shots. I don't think it's a monetary reason. I know a lot of people are accusing Pfizer of that. My guess is in their studies, the two shots showed a stronger immunity. But when you're looking at multiple countries worried about the side effects in kids, and they're like, look, do the kids even need to have that many antibodies, especially if they're going to wane anyway? You know, maybe we can come up with a compromise. So that's just me. Want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend a perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh, no, whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, sadly, we still have, I guess, hundreds of flights, again, canceled. And Southwest Airlines is really kind of battling a lot of this drama that seemed to happen after the mandate was suggested. Now, I know, I think spokespeople said, oh, no, it has to do with weather. It has to do with weather. And, I'm looking at the radar map. Yeah, there's some storms here and there, but most of the country is still looking pretty darn good. Well, sadly, there's been many people kind of stranded. A bunch of flights, hundreds of flights were canceled yesterday. More flights obviously canceled over the weekend. And I happen to think it has to do with the walkout. I think it has to do with the mandates, because I'm not a fan of mandates, and we know that it's kind of a contentious topic. So, Southwest Airlines had said this had to do more with air traffic control issues and weather. By the way, I think when you blame it on weather, you don't have to give people their money back. I'm not 100% sure. I have to double check that. But the Texas-based carrier told Fox Business in an updated statement that it's running closer to normal operation despite facing continued weather challenges. My worry is if this weather is, I mean, I don't believe there's any hurricanes going on and there's no major snowstorms. So if this weather is bad, then what's going to happen when, I mean, if this causes this many issues, what happens when the weather really gets bad? The carrier said, although we have some new weather in parts of our system, today's operation has vastly improved from the weekend with a much smaller number of cancellations linked to our weekend recovery efforts. They say Monday's issues come just after the carrier canceled about 1,000 flights, or 29% of its schedule on Sunday alone. On Saturday, the airline canceled 808 flights and had 1,100 flights delayed. So in an emailed statement, Southwest said it had experienced weather challenges in its Florida airports at the beginning of the weekend, which were compounded by unexpected air traffic control issues in the same region, which triggered delays and prompted significant cancellations. They said the issues were, quote, not a result of employee demonstrations, as some have reported. Apparently, some pilots have gone on air and said, look, these are walkouts. They are callouts. You know, before the holiday seasons come, you know, staff wants to let the airlines know what things are going to be like if they move forward with this mandate. So the carrier said, to recap the weekend cancellations, the bad weather and ATC issues, air traffic control, in Florida, a large operation for us on Friday night created significant flight disruptions throughout our network, and we spent the weekend working to recover from the high number of displaced crews and aircraft. I mean, I could believe that, but it's just so coincidental. In fact, Southwest is going through, I believe, a lawsuit now with the pilots union based on their mandates. You know, I think there's labor shortages. I think there's issues with mandates. I think a lot of people are a little kind of burned out. Those people who have been working this whole time during the pandemic, they're seeing what's going on. They're seeing people, you know, not enthusiastic about going back to work. They have to deal with grumpy customers. And trust me, I mean, I have noticed customer service, whether it's an airplane, whether it's a restaurant, whether it's retail, just plummet. And so customers then get grumpy. You know, customers are waiting on the phone for about 3-4 hours trying to get a hold of Southwest. If they don't have enough people to answer the phones, then customers get grumpy. So I think you just have this recipe for disaster in terms of labor, customer service, high prices, fuel shortage. There's also fuel issues. Then you throw on top of that some weird stuff like what happened to Facebook last week. Were there hacks? Were there threats? I don't know what the hell happened, but there was some guy with a vintage camera on a flight that was going, I believe, from Indiana to LaGuardia Airport in New York, and he got thrown on the tarmac. Police, I think one of the other passengers thought that he had a bomb because they didn't recognize a vintage camera. Now, I don't know too much of the details on this, but I'm wondering if that passenger was like a Gen Z because they've never seen a vintage camera. By vintage camera, I'm thinking those Kodamatics. What did we have growing up? Were they Kodaks or Kodamatics? And then you had the ones where you hit a button and they were Instamatic. I thought there was like a Polaroid. There was a Polaroid. Yeah, I remember that too. Those Polaroids. I remember when we got Polaroids, my mom and dad were so happy because you could take the picture. You had to wait for it to dry, and we all stood around them as we couldn't wait to see the picture. And here we are 40 years later doing the same thing with the selfie. I'll take a selfie with my mom. Oh, let me see. But luckily it's instantaneous, so we don't have to wait for the Polaroid. So, yeah, a plane underwent an emergency landing at New York LaGuardia's airport after a woman mistook a man's vintage camera for an explosive. This happened on Saturday after a mother traveling with her husband and children noticed that the man in question was viewing pictures and videos of Relic cameras. She then became frightened, and she thought that he was looking for ways to create a bomb. Then he took out an anti-camera of his own. She mistook it for an explosive device, took swift action to tell airline personnel. The pilot notified traffic control, I'm not making this up, that they needed to clear the runway for an emergency landing due to the behavior of a passenger. Not the woman who was freaking out about seeing a camera, but the guy that was, what's going on here? Afterwards, the plane landed away from an airport building. Passengers were vacated using inflatable slides. While on the ground, the suspected bomber had to lie face down on the runway. His bags were seized, subjected to search. He had a skateboard and vintage cameras. And so, poor guy, I don't know if you've ever been body slammed to the ground, and then everybody watching and taking pictures. Man, this guy, I don't know if he's going to sue that. Look, I get that people are scared, but he got on the plane for a reason. He got on a plane, he got through TSA. I guess don't bring anything on a plane that somebody could think or suspect is, it had to have been somebody super young that have never seen a vintage camera. Anyway, so the Port Authority, police officers, and federal agents detained the man for several hours. Then he got the green light to carry on about his day, but I'm sure he was pretty ticked. The Joint Terrorism Task Force, FBI, Port Authority, Police Department determined there was no criminality on the part of the passenger, and he was released. 78 passengers on board, no injuries. Yeah, that's one of those things where I get you want to be a good citizen, and you want to call out if you think something's going on. But then there's also the, you know, mind your own damn business sort of thing. I like to talk to people around me on a plane. I know some of you are groaning, going, oh, I hate people who do that. But I think the reason why I do that is because I don't want people to think I'm a bad person or a terrorist or something. And I think the reason why is I talk in my sleep. And so as I fall asleep on a plane, if I'm worried about, I don't know, a terrorist or a crash or a bomb, I might in my sleep be like, oh, no crash, no bomb. And then somebody's like, oh my gosh, and then everybody's like, oh, I heard her say bomb. And I'm like, what, huh, what, what's going on here? And then all of a sudden I'm body slammed to the ground. People are jumping off inflatable slides. So what I do is I just start talking to everybody around me going, hey, sup. You know, what you be? How you be? And I just talked to everybody. You want my peanuts? I'm still hungry. Can I have some of your pretzels? And I just kind of make buddies with the people around me. You know? And, hey, free soda on me. Even though soda's free. Actually, since the pandemic, I've been on flights where you can't get a soda. I'm like, I spent $500 for this plane ticket and no soda? Are you kidding me? Yeah, ridiculous stuff. So, but you know what? I don't want to tell everybody to mind their own business, but what I don't understand is why doesn't anybody recognize antiques anymore? I collect antiques. It's kind of pretty. Doesn't anybody watch Pawn Stars? Watch Pawn Stars. Especially the episodes I was on. I mean, it just doesn't, I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when we come back, it looks like 96% of Kaiser Permanente's nurses, healthcare workers, are voting to authorize a strike. Once you see one hospital group or group of nurses strike, you see others follow. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A major thoroughfare was closed and mandatory evacuations were ordered on California's central coast on Monday as powerful winds swept across the state, fueling a rapidly growing fire near Santa Barbara, California. Federal authorities said U.S. Highway 101, which stretches from California through Washington State, was closed near Santa Barbara after the Alisal fire erupted Monday afternoon in the Los Padres National Forest. The fire has burned roughly 4,000 acres as of this morning. As Southwest Airlines has canceled more flights, the company appears to be hiding the actual reason for the cancellations. Some are saying the pilots will not obey a vaccine mandate and are not showing up to fly for the Texas-based company. Oddly enough, Republican Governor Greg Abbott on Monday banned any entity in his state, including private businesses, from mandating coronavirus vaccines for its workers or customers. This is USA Radio News. As Southwest Airlines is blaming weather on canceling 25% of their flights over the last few days, some are pointing out the weather did not affect other airlines. Stephen Trent, Citigroup airline analyst, tells CNBC what he has discovered.
When something like that goes wrong, when an airline cancels one quarter of its flights, it's usually not just one thing going wrong. Probably it's several things going wrong at the same time. So do you have any potential issues on the labor side because you don't have enough people or people call in sick? It's conceivable that that's part of the issue. But how much slack do you have in the system? And how tight a ship are you actually running so that if there is some operational disruption, it can snowball depending on how you type your setup for a particular week, for example.
Southwest Airlines Pilots Union has filed a lawsuit against the Texas-based company for demanding COVID-19 vaccines. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Facebook Live has kind of changed our format a little bit. So for some reason, the video is a little bit off. Not sure what's going on, but we'll go with it. A lot of changes. Aren't there a lot of changes right now? So, labor shortages, obviously, we're seeing issues in fast food, we're seeing issues in healthcare, we're seeing issues in retail. I think even I saw a couple less extras in the last movie I saw. So, I think they're having issues. I get that. Then you have the mandates that are, you know, causing the remaining 1 or 2% of people that actually are going to work, that want to work, that don't want to get the vaccine, to bounce. Then we have supply chain issues, and the supply chain issues are affecting anything from our food to our toilet paper to our medications. So that's not That's not good. And so what would just make this pot worse? What would just make this soup stink more? What would add the coronavirus bat to this bat soup? A strike. Well, it's not just one strike. I don't know if you've noticed in the news, there's tons of strikes going on. There's a, Seattle. There was a 3-week strike going on for carpenters. That got resolved. There's a strike going on in Iowa. Their employees at Deer workers reject contract. They're thinking of striking. I think we have a Maryland nurse strike. I have to double check and follow up what's going on with that. Well, now Kaiser Permanente is going to be the next big group that's like, all right, you know what? We're done. And honestly, and I'm not telling anybody to strike, but if you were going to strike, this is kind of the time to do it, because this is where employers are at employees' mercy, except for the mandate. Now, it's kind of, you know, employers need you. Employers need you to come to work. Employers need supplies. Employers need people to kind of do their job and, you know, man their post or stand their post. And if you have people that are not, you know, enthusiastic about coming to work, then they're going to be in trouble. So, in Kaiser Permanente, and I apologize, now I lost my glasses. Lord have mercy. I got them. This is what happens. Man, I don't know what happened if we lost our reading glasses. That would be a supply chain disaster. Nearly all of Kaiser Permanente's nurses and healthcare workers have approved a strike. So 96% of their 18,000 members voted to authorize it. The union represents 21,000 nurses, pharmacists, midwives, physical therapists, other healthcare professionals. And if they did strike, that would totally cripple operations, impact hospitals, medical centers, clinics from Anaheim to Woodland Hills, which is a big span. In fact, when I trained at UCLA, I trained at Kaiser Permanente on Sunset. So that was near the Cedars of Sinai Hospital, which I was born at when it was Cedars of Lebanon. So the pandemic obviously has affected the way people got back to work, etc. But the nurses and hospital staff and pharmacists, I don't think they got pay raises. They were supposed to get hazard pay. A lot of them were supposed to get the appreciation that they deserved during the pandemic. And instead, what do we see in the healthcare field? And I think it has to do with it. We've seen underpay. We've seen a lot of false promises. And we're also seeing mandates. So, you know, being a healthcare worker myself, you know, I wouldn't want to work for a company, I'm not accusing Kaiser of this, but any company that wouldn't have my back or wouldn't have my colleagues' backs. And, you know, not to keep bringing up the mandate, but I think this plays a part of it. When you underpay staff, when you overwork them, when you expect them to come in every day of the pandemic, and they do, and then all of a sudden you say, look, guys, we're going to follow this mandate, and all of you have to get vaccinated or you're out. And you have, remember, healthcare workers are pretty smart. They're like, look, let me show you my immunity. I got exposed to COVID during those 20 months. Trust me, I got exposed. Let me show you. Run my blood test. And the answer is anything other than, I'm here to listen, let's work this out. Yeah, people are getting ticked. And the other thing, too, is people feel kind of unappreciated. All right? I mean, as a doctor, as a mom, as a broadcaster, I feel unappreciated. I think we all feel unappreciated at times. So if there was ever a time for you to stand up and go, hey, I'm unappreciated and this stuff stops now, right? If you owe, you know, if you want me to stay, if you want all of us to stay, this is the time to pay us. I can totally see why now's the time people are striking. And once you see one big group strike, other groups follow. Because they take a look at their contract, they take a look at what's happening to them, they take a look at who's getting fired, because remember, even if you fire 1% of your workforce, whoever remains now has to pick up the pieces. And people are saying, like, I think they're, like in New York with the teacher vaccine mandate, Bill de Blasio said, we've got plenty of substitute teachers vaccinated and ready to go. Well, I spoke to teachers and they go, no, they aren't ready to go. You don't have enough staff that's ready to go. You might be able to find a vaccinated body that could come in and be there. But look at what happens when you just bring in bodies and you don't bring in people who are well-trained, who are well-experienced, who know the community. What happens? Well, look at, I don't know what happened to Walgreens, but yeah, two different Walgreens across the country give COVID shots instead of the flu shot. You saw CVS give somebody an undiluted COVID shot, and the 17-year-old got six times the dose and ended up going to the hospital that night. When you have half-assed, then half-assed apparently can cause this domino effect. And saying, you know what, it's okay, we'll fire our veterans, we'll bring in new bodies. No, that's not what we want. Look at the military. I'm hearing there are hundreds of thousands of people still unvaccinated for COVID in the military. So what are you going to do? You're going to can them? We saw an anesthesiologist get escorted out of UCLA. How many people can do an anesthesiologist job? There's not a lot of them. So I would say, for those of you that are already grappling with a labor shortage, for those of you that are already frustrated that you don't have enough supplies, that you don't have enough experienced people, what I would suggest is be a touch bit flexible. I'm not saying to have people with full-blown COVID come to work coughing and sneezing and fevering and diarrheaing. What I am saying is if you have people that have obviously been exposed, want to show you their immunity, where the hell are the tests allowing these people to at least have that option? You know, I mean, whoever wants to get the vaccine, get the vaccine. But if our nurses, this isn't just about one hospital system. We're coming into cough, cold, flu, and maybe another COVID wave. Who knows what the hell is going on? And our hospitals are exhausted. They're beaten up. The staff are tired, and you are asking them to say goodbye to their colleagues because you don't think those colleagues in the last 20 months built up any immunity to COVID, and you're going to ask them to have to retrain some people from out of the country to do a job that these veteran staff did in the midst of being overwhelmed. You know, it's interesting. One of you had written me saying you're one of the vaccinated that get to keep their job, but you feel like you are being punished by this mandate just as much because now you have to, you know, you have to do a job of three people. I agree. These mandates don't just punish, which I really think is ridiculous. You shouldn't punish. You can incentivize, but no need to punish. These mandates don't just punish somebody who has a religious choice or a medical exemption or a reason to think, look, I really want my natural immunity to pervade. You are punishing everybody else. You're punishing the patients that have to go to the hospital. You're punishing the kids that have to go to that school. You're punishing the customers. I don't know what the hell is going on with Southwest Airlines, but I am seeing people stuck for days on the ground at an airport. Why? They got their vaccine. Why are they struggling? So I think, you know, when people decide, you know, we're going to punish you guys, we're going to realize, and for those people, yeah, punish them. You're going to end up getting punished, too, because it all trickles down. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. At least two people were killed yesterday in a small plane crash in San Diego. It included a cardiologist from Yuma, Arizona. Dr. Sugata Das, who worked for the Yuma Regional Medical Center, was identified as one of the victims of the Santee crash. He was a cardiologist, family man. And sadly, a UPS driver as well died in this crash. I don't know if you saw the video footage, but there was a camera from somebody's balcony, and you just saw the plane just make a beeline. It looked like no control at all. apparently the company said, "We are heartbroken by the loss of our employee and extend our deepest condolences to his family and friends. We also send our condolences for the other individuals who are involved in this accident and their families and friends." So the plane was identified as a two-engine Cessna C-340. It crashed into a residential neighborhood about 12:15. The damage was extensive. Two others were rushed to nearby hospitals, and the National Transportation Safety Board is currently investigating the crash. One fire official said it was a, quote, brutal scene. A woman who lives nearby said she felt the impact. She said things shook. She didn't know if it was an earthquake or what. Now, the plane was reportedly owned by the doctor, and it had departed from Yuma and was scheduled to land at Montgomery Gibb Executive Airport in San Diego. The National Transportation Safety Board and FAA are now handling the investigation. So I'm not exactly sure who the pilot was, if the doctor was the pilot. A lot of doctors do that, by the way. They own a plane, and they fly themselves to work. It's pretty common. I don't do that. I took flying lessons. I took two flying lessons, and it didn't work for me because I had to pee. And, you know, every time I'm up in a plane, you start to, you know, things just kind of shift, you know, in your colon and your bladder and all that. So I had to pee. So we had to land the plane. So we just had to turn it around so I could pee. And so I just couldn't. Yeah, I liked it. I wasn't scared. I was up there with a flight instructor. But I remember just thinking to myself, I got two young boys down there on that earth. You know, my husband was like, "Oh, yeah, let's go up together." I'm like, "Oh, hell no. I'm not going to leave my kids orphaned. No way." So I'm like, "No, we'll be separate all the time. We'll be separate." And we rarely fly just us two. We either fly with the family all together or it's just one of those things where I just didn't want to leave my kids, you know, to the family. And I know, you know, they always say the most dangerous part of flying is the drive to the airport. But my problem is, you know, look at all this half-assed stuff that we see in terms of foodborne illness, in terms of wrong shots being given to people. You know, flu shot or COVID shots instead of flu shots. And I just wonder, what if a mechanic is being halfway? And what if somebody's not being thorough? Or what if there's a supply chain issue and a plane is missing a part? I just don't know. My husband is a pilot. I trust his flying. I feel very, very comfortable with him flying. But it's one of those things where I worry, not so much because I could fly. Because no, it has nothing to do with your flight. You fly fine, baby. You're a good flyer. It's called a pilot. You're a good pilot. I'm just worried about, you know, who the mechanic is. It's a different person each time. Or does somebody mess with the plane while it's in the hangar? So I don't know. It's one of those things where it's tragic, and I'm surprised more people weren't hurt. I mean, this is a plane, a two-engine Cessna, that lands in a neighborhood. I'm hoping that the house it landed on, nobody was home. I'm not exactly sure what could have happened, but it was brutal. We'll keep you guys posted. Also brutal is the Aliso fire near Santa Barbara. Man. Hundreds of firefighters are now battling that brush fire. It sparked west of Santa Barbara. Forced evacuation shut down a portion of Highway 101. Highway 101 is the main freeway that connects. Highway 101 goes all the way up. It connects, you know, Hollywood to the Valley to Ventura to Santa Barbara, and it's a major highway. You mess with that, that really messes with traffic. So the blaze broke out, according to MSN, at about 2:30 yesterday in the afternoon. It was windy. I live in Nevada, so it's been windy. There were storms. Remember, the SoFi Stadium had to, empty everybody out on Sunday night's game. And, you know, so they've been having some weather. And trust me, we need rain. The Southwest United States needs rain. We just don't need the winds. Well, with winds, sadly, if there's any sort of electrical storms, as the storm on Sunday was, you wonder if some of that carryover, there was any lightning, whatever, possibly triggered this. So this is near the Santa Ynez Mountains, and it's burning a lot of brush, a lot of grass, and the fire exploded to 6,000 acres right now. It is uncontained as of now, and the flames are threatening at least 100 structures. According to CNN, the fire is burning in dense chaparral and is being pushed by strong winds and growing at a rapid speed. The winds recorded in the area were 30 to 35 miles an hour with gusts up to 70. So this is obviously forcing aircraft crews to remain grounded because they can't fly in those conditions. The flames also prompted the closure of Highway 101, a portion of it, which is a huge, huge artery up there. And then the fire right now continues to threaten about 100 to 120 structures. They're hoping lesser winds will allow some air support. But California's been grappling already with a real, real bad fire season. Apparently they've had 9 active fires this year. This is according to the National Interagency Fire Center. The largest of which was the Dixie Fire. That consumed 1 million acres since it sparked on July 13th. Did you know the Dixie Fire is still going on? It's about 94% contained, but it's still going on. Since July 13th, we're talking 3 months. Overall, the state, I apologize, it has 9 active major fires right now, but since the year started, the state has had 7,883 fires that have scorched nearly 2.5 million acres. According to CNN, climate change has created conditions conducive to fueling the fires in California, such as warmer temperatures, lower humidity, which leads to drier vegetation. So, I'm obviously frustrated with the way our drought has been. It kills me to drive through California where, as a little kid, it was super, super green. And now you drive through and it's just brown. It's California's not supposed to be brown. It's supposed to be very green, very lush. And trust me, north and many parts of it still is. But when you have it that dry, it's just easy to ignite. And, I got family and friends and, near the Santa Barbara area. I wonder Harry, isn't Prince Harry and Meghan Markle around there too? I think they're near Santa Barbara. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't really follow what they're doing. But right now, evacuation orders are in place for the Arroyo Hondo Canyon and the Refugio Canyon west of Goleta, according to the U.S. Forest Service, along with El Capitan State Park and the El Capitan Campground. Up to 100 structures were threatened, including ranch homes. Still no word on what caused the fire. You know what's interesting? Years ago, one of my friends said that they were driving to a campsite, and they saw this car. They didn't think much of it, but it was a nice place to stop and pee. So they got out to pee, and they peed, and they saw somebody run, and just run to that car, and drive off. So they finished peeing, and as they finished peeing, they start to see some smoke. And they're like, whoa. So they got in the car to follow the person that ran from that area. I mean, maybe the person was running from, oh no, there's a fire, but you would think they would be like, guys, let's call, So they ended up calling, the fire department, but then they followed this person and they called authorities. I think this person got caught and I think it was an arsonist. So I don't put it past anybody, sadly, with these fires. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.